This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 2. Hear the grace. The verse is Matthew 8, verse 17. As spoken through the prophet Isaiah, he took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. Have you ever wondered why the last 12 books of the Old Testament are known as the minor prophets? It's not because they aren't important books. They're just shorter than most of the other books in the Bible. These 12 books may be small, but they have a lot to teach us about who Jesus is and what his suffering on the cross means for you and me. As we read from those books this month, it's important that we sense the pain being described there. But it's also important that we hear the message of God's grace recorded there, too. No matter how much anger or judgment or lament we find in the books of the prophets, the grace of God is always the most important. It's true that God punishes those who forsake him, but the prophets also assure us that God is compassionate, merciful, and slow to anger. God's grace and forgiveness are freely offered to all who humbly seek him. The minor prophets include some of the most beautiful testimonies of hope and God's faithful love found in the Bible. The grace of God conveyed in these passages finds its ultimate revelation in Jesus Christ. He is the one who took all our suffering upon himself. There is nothing minor about a message like that. The announcement of God's grace in Jesus is the most important news anyone will ever hear. Thank you, Lord, for showing us such amazing grace. May the good news of salvation continue to change our hearts and help us obey your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.